神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today we're going to talk about an age-old question.
那我们今天要来谈到生命里面的各个阶段的一些问题。
What is life really about?
什么是真正的生命呢?
There is one very wise man that said, "Life you live, and when you're finished, is just emptiness."
有一个人这样说，反正你啊生活。然后呢，你就到你结束的时候，最后是空虚的。
One said one time that it's like a play. You play it out, and finally you come to the last act, and you're finished.
也有人说，生命就像一台戏，反正你演，演到后来就曲终人散了。
One of the college girls once said to me, "You know, I think to myself, is this life that I study?" I go to school, eventually I will marry, have my family, live on until I die.
有一个我在辅导的学生，大学生来告诉我说，难道这就是生命吗？我念书，然后找工作，然后结婚，生孩子，然后就是死。
Actually, growing is a process. It's growing physically, mentally, and emotionally.
事实上，成长或者是生命的进行是一种过程，是在我们的生理上、身体上，还有我们的理性上，还有我们的情绪上，趋向成熟。
And its purpose, I believe, is to grow toward maturity.
那我相信生命的一个目的是要长大成人到成熟的地步。
It means becoming complete.Growing mentally and moral character.
我的意思是说，它就是真正可以到一个完全的地步，在我们的道德、我们的人格方面，在我们的身体方面都能够成熟，然后完全。
So actually, life has a lot to do, or I guess a great portion of it is, it's within us, and what do we become?
那事实上，所谓的生命，就是我们在这种过程当中，我们会成为怎么样的人？
Now, we each live in a culture.
每一个人都有自己的文化。
But then we live in a period of that culture.
我们也在这个文化的某一段里面生活。
That's why we study history.
那就是为什么需要学习历史。
It's the history of all of a culture and all the different periods of that culture.
在不同的历史当中呢，不同的时代有不同的文化背景。
Now, as a person, I am going to grow and I am going to go through, let us call it seasons.
我们就这样想好了，好像我这个人，我生出来，我就开始在生活，我有了我的生命的过程，然后就把我们当作说，我们经过人生的春夏秋冬四个季节。
Now you know what the seasons are.
我们晓得什么叫季节吧。
There is the springtime.
春天。
The summer.
夏天。
The autumn. Or fall, as some calls it.
秋天。
And the winter season.
然后就是冬天。
Now, you and I will go through all of these seasons if we live to be a fairly good age.
所以如果我们的生命的长度正常的话，我们会经过人生里面的春夏秋冬。
Now we understand the season of the little child.
我们晓得孩子的这样的一个季节，这个阶段。
The growing that child does is marvelous.
他的成长是很丰富的，非常茂盛的。
From seemingly a little empty page in their mind until it's filled and filled and filled with all kinds of things in life.
从一片空白，非常幼嫩开始，到后来什么都有了。
But I want to start with what I would call the springtime.
那我们要从这个春天来开始谈。
Now spring is really a very lovely time.
春天是很美的一个季节。
The winter winds are gone.
冬风已经没有了。
The snow is over.
雪也下过了。
And the bare trees now are getting leaves and buds.
那些枯树已经变成了有绿芽的这样的一个很茂盛的树了。
It's a time of anticipating a fruit and beauty.
是一个不但又美准备结果子的这样的一个阶段。
Now, this we're going to call the springtime of life is the ages between 20 and 40.
这种春天的这样的一个生命季节呢就在我们的20到40岁之间。
These are the years that we take what we learned in our educational process and in our moral understanding and begin to use it in our life.
这个阶段我们大部分在充实我们的这个知识方面的这种成长，还有我们的道德方面的这种建立，然后可以拿出来发挥。
This is the years of seeking personal fulfillment.
这是这个阶段呢，是在寻找我们个人的成就的啊，这个就是有守成的这样的一个阶段。
A good career, a good job.
是一个很好的一个啊成就阶段。
We like to have a nice little home.
我们希望我们有一个很好的家。
And maybe we begin to gather in material things.
我们在物质上面就开始赚取。
And so we want to be fulfilled. We want to sort of catch a hold of what's going on in life.
所以我们希望在我们的生命里面，在这阶段呢，实现我们所要有的。
Unless it's something unusual, it's the peak years of your health and energy.
是我们人生里面经历的一个高峰。
I remember those years how I would work so very hard.
我记得我那个时候呢工作很努力。
I traveled a lot.
而且我常常在外面旅行。
Sometimes I would come home exhausted.
有时候回到家非常的累。
But it didn't take long before my strength came back.
但是呢，经过一点点时间，我就可以再重新恢复我的体力。
I find that much different now at this stage and season of my life.
我现在这个人生的过程呢，跟那个时候就比起来太差太多了。
These are the years you have your children.
那啊，这个二十到四十当中呢，我们开始有我们的后代。
And as you deal and work with them and help them to begin their life,
你生他、养他、帮助他们，让他们也开始建立他们的人生。
It's wonderful years, these spring years.
春天的这样的人生季节是非常美的、非常好的一段时间。
If you are also growing in character and in moral fiber.
但是当你的成长当中一定也要包括有这种道德人格方面的成长。
If all you're doing is getting material things, if all you're doing is trying to take care of your body, which is good, you're going to miss something in the other seasons of your life.
如果你在这个春季的人生过程只有在意于那些物质方面的需要，或你只是在好像在累积或在赚取物质方面的话，你不在你里面的这个心的方面或者是道德的成长的话，到了下一个季节你就发现你错过了一些东西。
These are the years that you are to develop intimate relationships with others.
这一段时间你要好好的建立跟别人那种很亲密的这种啊情谊关系。
That's why divorceAdultery and just living with people or women or men, the opposite sex, is so very bad for you.
所以我才要这样说，如果这段时间是你建立情谊的时候，那些所谓的离婚或者是同居不正常的那种两性关系对你来讲是很不好的。
In divorce, instead of trying to develop a relationship, learn how to work it out, learn how to bring it to a place where it's very satisfying, you throw it off.
意思是说，人他本来是应该好好的建立情谊，这种感情的，然后让自己享受很满足的一个阶段，结果呢，相反的，却把它丢掉了，把它遗弃了。
And you see, when you decide you just have sexual affairs with different ones, you'll find out that after a while you don't know how to be intimate with anyone.
如果这个阶段你寻求的只是那种身体上的、生理上面这种性需要的话，那么过后你就发现你什么情谊都没有。
When you spend so much time trying to gain material things and lose the ability to have an intimate relationship with your child or your children or your husband, you're going to come up empty.
如果你用这段时间赚钱、赚物质的话，然后你后来会发现你失去了跟你孩子之间的亲子关系，还有跟自己的先生或那种太太的这种夫妻的关系，那以后你发现是很空虚的。
You see, when you keep your eye only on seeking your own personal fulfillment, you miss the many wonderful opportunities of growing and maturing inside.
这段时间，如果你只有把眼睛注重在自己的方面的需要上面的话，你只有注意到自己，自己为中心的话，那你就错失了你里面该有的成长还有成熟。
Actually, this is God's gift to us to be able to have intimate or to have a good relationship, building friendships until our life becomes full and it begins to grow in depth.
事实上，这段时间是神赐给人特别要来储存、建立人跟人的这种关系的。好让我们以后呢觉得非常的丰盛，里面非常的满足跟丰满。
You begin to know how to look at others and how to be effective helpers.
那你已经跟人建立了很美的关系的时候呢，以后你就晓得该怎么样来对待别人，还有怎么样来帮助别人。
Now let's go on to the summer of our life.
接下去我们来到人生的夏天的季节。
Summer really is a beautiful time.
夏季也是一个很美的季节。
The grass is green.
草是绿色的。
The weather is so pleasant.
天气也很好。
There's a tendency to really enjoy the summertime.
夏天是让我们很享受的季节。
This is when many people take their vacation.
这是为什么很多人在这个时候去度假。
Now we're going to look at the summer of life as the middle age, the ages of 40 to 65.
那现在我们就要来看看人生的夏季，也就是我们的40到65岁之间这样的一个阶段。
Now if we have matured,We're going to be able to invest our time and our effort in helping others.
那这个阶段呢，如果你已经成长得够成熟的话，就是一个你要伸出手来帮助别人的时候了。
These are the years of accumulating from what we have done in the 20s and 40s.
这个是等于是一个刚才我们从20到40岁这个季节过来的一个收成，一个展现的一个时候。
It's the true years of creativity and that which you are producing in your life.
这段时间呢，是你很有创意，而且呢，是很有果效的一段季节时间。
You have gained much experience.
因为你有很多经验了。
You are now accumulating.
现在你已经很资深了。
These are years of leadership.
那这也是一个比较属于领导带领的一个阶段。
Many of you are in positions of honor and positions of authority.
很多人在这个位置上面、地位上面，或者是权位上面、权柄上面呢，都有了一些成就。
Now in this period, you're going to have to mature in an area of being selflessness.
那在这个阶段呢，我们的成长要趋向不自私。
Otherwise, you are going to find yourself groping just for more power, for more things, and not really maturing in the ability of intimacy, of being able to care about others, to have something that fills you other than material thing.
如果这个时候你只有很自私，这样的话，你就会想要在权位或者是物质上面更多的这种意愿，那这样的话，你就没有办法在你的里面的这种品格、人格方面更成熟，而且能够帮助别人。这样子，你的内心就只有充满那些物质的外面的东西。
Now, not everyone is successful in these years.
这个阶段不是每一个人都可以成功的。
But their life is bound up in selfishness.
有时候会处在一种很自私的情况下。
Some of them have become addicted to alcohol.
有的人会有那种不好的那种瘾。
Addicted to gambling.
比如说像喝酒或者是赌博。
Addicted to the lust of the flesh.
或许是这种性方面的这种情欲。
And now they are in bondage.
那这样的话就被捆绑了。
They cannot free themselves.
他们就没有办法得到自由。
They are bound by sinful habits until their lives are miserable.
在这个阶段呢，完全不被这些不好的恶习惯、罪的习惯所绑住了，这样的话过得非常的糟糕。
But also those who maybe have not really succeeded as high as they would like to, but yet they still are doing very well, that person has to be very careful that they are not going to find themselves in burnout.
那即使有的人他们不是在那种成功的高峰，但是呢他们也没有说很失败，所以在这个中等的这样的一个情况下面呢，你也要小心，因为呢不要让自己耗尽了。
Because burnout many times is when we're doing something that we cannot really accomplish what we want to.
为什么人会耗尽呢？耗尽你的心力呢？因为你在追求或者在做一个你根本做不到的一个理想。
Then emotional problems may come.
这样的话情绪会有问题。
Dissatisfaction.
里面不满足。
Not content.
不容易满意。
Becoming very bitter and critical.
里面非常的苦毒，而且外面非常的喜欢批评。
So you see, it is very, very important that in this season of our life, we do not spend our thinking and thoughts on ourselves, but we have to reach out and grow to love and respect.
所以在这个40到65岁这个阶段里面，我们很重要的就是不要老是把那个眼光用心放在自己要什么的这样的一个身上了。我们要好好的看到外面别人的需要，好好的关心别的人。
Now we come to the season that we want to call autumn.
我们来到一个就是所谓的秋天的这个阶段。
For some of you that live in the north, you watch the trees turn their leaves and they become very beautiful colors.
在住在北端的地方呢，比较有经历过这种冬天的这样的一个住的这个地方的人呢，你就知道那个树已经在转颜色，叶子也开始在掉落。
But they're beginning to fall.
他们叶子在掉落了。
And the air is beginning to get cool.
天气也越来越冷。
And you can see that things are changing.
一切都在改变。
These are the senior age.
这是已经开始进入老年的这样的一个阶段。
From about 65 to 80, we'll say.
大概是在65岁到80之间。
This is the years that many of us are not as capable as we were before.
这一段时间已经不再像以前那么有能力了。
We can't think as quickly as we did.
没有办法像以前反应那么快。
And now we begin to realize we're going to have to turn over our leadership and our control of some things to others.
而且我们意识到我们手上的这些权力开始可能要转移给别人，或者说我们不能再管理了。
These are years of physical decline.
而且是我们的这个身体上的一个开始慢慢的衰残的时候。
You may not have the energy you had before.
你的精力已经不够了。
You become tired easily.
很容易累。
You try to get out and do extra little exercise to keep yourself going.
你或许会想到外面去有多有一些运动，好让自己过更好的生活。
And when you get sick, you don't come back as easily.
当这个时候你病了的时候呢，就不容易恢复。
But these are the wonderful years that if you have matured, you are accepted.
但是这个阶段也是你是收成的时候，如果以前你的成长是正常成熟的，是你享受收成的时候。
You've learned how to make intimate relationships with those you live with and with many, many friends.
你已经有很多朋友，你已经建立好关系，然后你也有跟别人啊，有很好的这种亲密的关系。
You reap the fellowship, the joy, and the ability to really find happiness in those years.
你的收成，你的收获就是你享受那些跟人的这种情谊，还有你里面有快乐，有喜乐，然后你在享受啊，现在这样的一段时间。
I always enjoy a group of older people, senior people that are together, just having a wonderful time.
那就是为什么有时候我看到一群啊年纪比较大的人在一起，他们很快乐，他们在一起非常享受。
I think happy is that person that people call and they want to know, can you help me? You know, I have a problem. I want you to listen and see what you think.
而且呢，在这个时候，有很多人会来打电话给你，问你说，啊，我很希望你帮助我，给我意见，来，啊，听听你自己的意见。
Those are the kind of people that have learned this and matured that the granddaughter calls up and says, you know, Grandma, I really have to make a decision. Can you help me out?
这个阶段是一个很成熟的阶段，很老练的阶段，所以呢，有时候你的孙子女会打电话给你，然后问你的意见，让你来帮他做决定。
Oh no, they're not just looking for money from you.
这个时候，那些孩子们不是只有向你要钱而已。
They have accepted you and understand you with the values that you have.
他们知道在你的经历里面有很多很有价值的一些意见。
But on the other hand, there are those that now are going to reap rejection.
但是也有人的收成收获却是以前你所拒绝而得来的收获。
First, they're not going to really be happy with themselves. They're going to reject themselves.
那么第一个，因为你弃绝了你自己的成长，所以呢，你第一个你就要来啊，自食其果。
I have a cousin that is in this age.Who told my mother one day, you know, I've never done anything for anybody outside of my family.
我有一个表妹，她就在这个阶段，然后她这样子承认，她说呢，在我过去呢，我从来没有去为我的亲戚朋友做任何的事情。
I have a friend that called me and she's going through a lot of depression because she felt like her life was so empty. She never really got the value out of it. She felt like she should have.
我有个朋友也这样告诉我说呢，他现在呢到这个阶段呢，心里很空虚，而且呢很沮丧，因为他以前从来没有好好的在这种啊里面的这种价值上面成长。
She made good money. She had a lovely home, a good job. Now in her retiring years, she was feeling very empty.
他有一个很好的家，他有足够的钱。在这个退休之后却觉得很虚空。
And because through these years that you have never really found any intimacy with man, you have never really found any intimacy with God.
就因为以前你跟人没有建立关系，同时呢，你也跟神建立不了关系。
And years when you should be reaping really some benefits and some joys and some peace and satisfaction, your life truly was.Empty.
本来是一个收成好好的享受收获的时候，本来你是好好的、啊、享受你的喜乐，心里面的这种平静的时候，但是你却落得就是空虚。
Then we come to the winter of life.
然后我们到了人生的冬天。
Are very elderly people.
是一个很老的年纪。
Age 80 plus.
大概在80岁以上了。
Actually, these are years of dignityAnd self-respect.
在这个阶段呢，应该是自己非常的认同，而且呢，有自我尊敬的时候。
Yes, they have to receive physical assistance.
当然，要接纳我们自己的身体的这种情况。
They have to have others helping them.
我们已经需要别人帮助我们了。
But if they have matured in the areas of their life and in their morals, they will be people of wisdom.
如果在过去的人生阶段，你在你的品格、你的道德方面有一个非常扎实的成长和成熟度的话，现在你就是要收获你自己的智慧。
That's that grandmother, great-grandmother, great-grandfather that everyone thinks is just wonderful.
那就是为什么啊，这个时候不管你是当祖父母或者是曾祖父母呢，你会觉得很喜乐，很高兴。
They're proud of them.
然后呢，人家会以你为荣的。
They tell people what a wonderful great-grandmother or father they have.
他们会向别人，孩子们会向别人夸你，这个时候，不管是他们的祖父母或者是，曾祖父母。
They come at the end of their life with real contentment.
到最后，在这个人生的末段呢，会存着一种很满足的这种心态。
But those that did not mature,
但是如果你过去没有好好成长的
who live for self, material things, and for their own lust,
只有为物质，还有为自己，还有为自己的情欲活着的人
they have lost the purpose of life.
他们就失去了人生的意义。
They sit there without knowing even what life really meant.
坐在那里叹息，不知道为什么人要活着。
And they face death without hope.
面对死亡的时候，心里面是没有希望的。
If you really want to mature in your life,
如果你希望你的生命可以趋向成熟，
then you need that one that can help you to mature.
你需要那一位给你生命可以帮助你的。
The one that can help you through the crises of life.
是那一位可以帮你度过你的人生危机的。
That said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
他说，我不会离弃你，也不会丢下你。
That has given us guidelines to live by.
而且对我们的人生，给我们这种引导。
That can give us peace at any season of our life.
不管人生的哪一个阶段，哪一个季节，都可以帮助我们，给我们平安。
This is the Son of the God of the heavens.
这个就是神的儿子。
Jesus came and gave us principles to live by.
耶稣到世上来给我们人生的原则。
He showed us how to build character.
他告诉我们怎么样来建立我们的里面的人格。
He came and he took out the selfishness out of our life.
他可以帮我们把里面的自我自私拿掉。
And he has prepared a place for us that after the winter years are over, we step into eternity to the place he has prepared.
他更为我们预备在我们这个人生的冬季最末季之后为我们预备一个给我们永生的处所让我们在那里永远的住在那里。
In whatever season of life you are in, he is there to help you if you'll only trust and obey him.
不管你人生到哪一个阶段，如果你认识他，你相信他，那么他随时都在你身旁，而且他要帮助你。
And allow him to show you what it means to have true character and true moral values.
你同时也要容许主耶稣来向你显示，让你知道到底什么才是真正的里面的人格的这种建立这种成熟真正的人生的价值
As he guides you and as you follow your life will mature in that which is meaningful
那当他带你的时候你一定要好好的跟随听从这样的话你的人生就会非常的有意义
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱 台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。